CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man accused of killing 10 people at a King Soopers in Boulder is being held at the state mental hospital. State officials have not been providing progress reports on how he's doing. CPR's Allison Sherry reports a judge is ordering that to change.
The alleged shooter is supposed to be undergoing mental competency treatment and restoration at the Colorado Mental Health Institute at Pueblo, so he can eventually get well enough to face the criminal charges against him. Prosecutors asked they get 30-day reports on his progress, but that hasn't been happening. So they asked the judge to order state officials to court to tell them how the 22-year-old man is doing. He faces more than 100 criminal charges, including 10 counts of first-degree murder for the 2021 shooting. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Reports of sexual assaults at U.S. military academies increased sharply last school year as students returned to in-person classes. The Air Force Academy near Colorado Springs had the highest number of reported assaults, with 52. The Associated Press reports officials have seen more reported assaults at the academies in recent years, despite new sexual assault prevention and treatment programs. The Adams 14 School District has released the findings of an audit into its former management company. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The audit found that MGT Consulting made duplicate payments to contractors and wasted around $500,000 of public money. The Commerce City District recently fired the firm, which it hired back in 2018 to help improve student performance. Superintendent Carla Loria says schools will remain open as the district looks for another administrative partner.
In my opinion, as an educator, this is not for me about the money. It is about what we can get with that money for our students, and our students did not receive that.
MGT says it disagrees with the findings. A hearing with the state's Board of Education is set for early April. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Colorado has sunny skies today and rising temperatures through the weekend. This is CPR News.